I want to talk to you about jihad. Jihad is a much misused and misunderstood word from the Islamic tradition. Jihad, in its original meaning, was the battle with yourself, working on your interior self, fighting against your tendency to be selfish and sinful. And Muslim scholars that I like to occasionally read are very upset with these right-wing extremists who have made the word mean attacking other peoples, because that's not what the word means. And indeed, the spiritual traditions of monotheism all make an interesting move. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all make this interesting move. God is conceived as one with ultimate authority and power. And there are stories in the tradition of God saying, that one is cast out, or go attack those people, or whatever. And all of these are an extension of this understanding of God as being all-powerful. But what the traditions do, all three of them do with that, is they say, so our job is not to act like God out in the world. Our job is to act like God in ourselves. So it's not my job to cast out other people, but it is my job to think about how I might transform or cast out my own selfish nature, so that the domain for imitating God's power and authority is not out in the world, but in ourselves. That's where we're supposed to do it, is in ourselves. And we see that reflected in the reading from Chronicles that we heard today. We don't often get readings from Chronicles, but 1st and 2nd Chronicles is an alternate history of God's people. The 1st and 2nd Kings is one history, and 1st and 2nd Chronicles is another. And they overlap, but they don't always agree. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why you can't take the Bible literally, because you'd have to reconcile somehow these two different histories in Kings and Chronicles. But in the history as it's told by Chronicles, remember after Solomon, the people of God split into two countries, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. And what happened eventually was that King Ahaz arose as the king of Judah in the south, and as the text says, he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And the implication being that not only did King Ahaz, but so did the whole country. And God decided that they should be defeated in battle by Israel to the north. Now, it's one thing for God to say, okay, you can defeat them in battle. But it's quite another thing for God to say, and you can take spoils, and you can take booty, and you can make people your slaves, etc., etc., which God specifically said no to in this instance. And God says to Israel, what are you doing taking your kinsfolk captive? They're you. You want to take somebody captive, take your inner selfish self captive. Don't take your brother and sister from the south captive. You think you are winning because of their sins? What about your sins? And this is a truth that Moses the Ethiopian understood. Moses was a brigand. He was he started out as a servant in a household, and he started stealing stuff from the household and selling it. And it was like, well, this is a pretty good deal, right? I'm not working real hard, and I'm getting money. And eventually the householder figured out and came after him. So he got out of there, and he went out into the wild of the desert, and he formed a band, and they proceeded to steal and to be violent. They were thuggish. They were marauders. There were some murders. I mean, all of this stuff. Eventually, the local ruler sent his troops out to get Moses and his band of marauders. And they got scattered, and they all had to hide. And ended up hiding in this monastery. And over time, Moses realized that these monks that he thought were rather sheepish and passive were working hard to battle themselves. They were engaged in the inner jihad. And he ended up converting. And it was hard work. It was hard work. He didn't always get it right. And it took a lot of effort. So he's in his cell in the monastery one day, and he's late to prayers. And the reason he's late to prayers is because four thieves show up and they bust into his room. Because the novice monks are on the outer rooms in the monastery, and the senior monks are in the center because they're older and need to stay warm, right, in the middle of the building. So he's on the outer wall, so they break in, and they end up breaking into his room, and he beats all four of them up, ties them together, drags them to the chapel, throws them down on the floor. All the other monks are looking horrified, and he says, well, I didn't think it was very Christian to kill them, so what do I do with them? And thankfully, he had a very smart abbot who was able to not be totally freaked out by this and use it as a teaching moment. Now, Moses, we're going to show them hospitality like we do everyone, and they unbind the monks and take care of them. Unbind the robbers and take care of them, and eventually the robbers end up joining the monastery too, the story goes. The story goes on that later Moses is really struggling hard against his inner self, and he doesn't feel like he's making progress. And his abbot's, this abbot is smart. His abbot says to him, after morning prayer, I want you to come up on the roof with me and we'll watch the sunrise together. Moses says, okay. Right? Because, you know, morning prayer, monks, early in the morning, in the dark. So afterwards, they go up on the, they sit up on the roof and they watch the sunrise. And Moses is full of questions, but the abbot says, just watch, hush, just watch, enjoy the sunrise. So they watch this beautiful sunrise over the desert in Egypt. And they finish watching the sunrise, and the abbot looks at Moses and he says, now Moses, did the sun come up all at once? No, it sort of crept up. And now Moses, did it get bright all at once? Well, no, it was dark, and then there was some orange and red, and then finally some yellow, and, you know, it got bright over time. And he says, now, Moses, that's the way the spiritual life is. It takes time. Brilliant. Brilliant move. Moses is like, oh, so I need to just be patient with myself. Yes, you need to do that. You're working very hard, and that's good, and it takes time. Again, I like this abbot, right? He's smart, a smart abbot. So all of this happens, and over time, Moses does advance in his skills and abilities as a monk, and he starts to win at that interior battle, that interior jihad. And then one day, one of the things happens, and this is where Moses gets the Chronicles reading. He's told that the brothers have to gather in the chapel because one of the brothers was caught in a sin and they have to make a judgment about it. And Moses doesn't want to go. And he says, I can't go. I've got other things that I need to do. So he doesn't come. And then one of the senior monks sends a novice to him and say, tell him I order him to come. So the novice goes and he finds Brother Moses and he says, one of the senior monks says, you have to come. So he says, all right, I'll be there in a minute. And he sends the novice back. So they're in the chapel, and all of a sudden, the doors burst open, and Moses comes walking in. He's got a basket on his back. The basket has a hole in it. The basket is full of sand. He comes walking in the room. The sand is coming out the basket, out the back. And they say to him, Moses, what are you doing? And he says, my sins pour out behind me. I don't even see them. And yet I'm called to judge my brother. Ah. Pretty soon all the monks are going, oh. Okay. That's what the prophet Oded was saying to Israel when they took their brothers and sisters in captivity from Judah. That is the call from battling in the world to battling in yourself. That's the transition with the two thieves on the cross. One of them still is trying to battle in the world. Jesus, get us off this cross! The other one is looking inside and says, we're getting what we deserve. Jesus, please remember me. Right? One is looking outside. One is looking inside. The very same gifts that made Moses the Ethiopian a good marauder were the gifts that made him a good monk. He just turned from out there to in here, where the real jihad is. And so that's the call on this day. What's the thing we need to look at in ourselves? Where is the battle in us, not in the world?